It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, we just say thank you for the privilege to call on your name. Thank you for the glorious fact of the Bible, knowing that we're saved by your grace. Lord, thank you for saving such sinners as we are. God, you know the need of each heart. I pray for the listening audience today. God, each one by the radio, would you bless? Maybe someone driving down the road, working in a little factory, in a home, maybe we're working in a yard with the radio on. Father, you know the need of each one of your children. God, keep our hearts tender, looking to you. Keep your hand upon that which is yours. And Father, I pray today, would you get glory and honor out of all we do and say. Father, may we ever be faithful to lift up our lovely Lord. And God, may souls be saved. And Lord, the saints of God, would you give a measure of healing and strength in their life. That one that's sick, God, would you touch them. Lord, that one that's brokenhearted, would you comfort. Then Lord, I pray for our pastors and for our evangelists, our missionaries. God, would you simply just bless their lives, use them for your glory. And God, we'll praise you, and we thank you for your mercy and your goodness. For it's in Jesus' lovely name that we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a copy of God's precious word, we'd love for you to just turn with us today to the book of Romans and chapter number 7, verse number 1. You know the beauty of the word of God, how wonderful it is, how that it's written. We're saved by the grace of God. What was it that God did? He, through righteousness, he dealt with us. Through righteousness, he saved us. And as a child of God, church number 7, chapter 6, excuse me, we looked at the principle of sanctification and how that we could not continue in sin. And how wonderfully that we're saved. And the preciousness of it, and the form of doctrine of God that Jesus Christ alone saves us. And then it closed in chapter 26, or 6, closed with, for the wages of sin. God's people are not to be producers of sin. We're not to manufacture sin. We're not to live in sin. We're not to let sin control us. For the wages, now everybody that works, you work for a wage to be paid. Well, if you're living in sin, there is going to be a payday for it. And what is the payday for sin in life? It's death. But praise God, through Christ, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How we lead, just simply yield ourselves to the Lord and be used of Him. Now, We come to chapter 7, and what we're going to look at here is how we need to practice and apply sanctification in our life. Sanctification simply separates you to God and away from the world. We're sanctified. And when God saved us as His children, we're to yield to Him. So then the question comes, what do we do with the law? And now watch this. Verse 1, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he believeth. And then, beginning in verse number 2, Paul's going to make a comparison here between a husband and wife that's married and show us a simple truth in the Word of God. And for the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law. In other words, the laws that we have in our land. That woman is bound to that husband, to her husband, as long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she's loose from the law of her husband. In other words, here's a marriage, a man and a woman. The husband dies, then the woman, she's free. She can remarry if she wants to, or she can live single. Verse 3, so then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. In other words, this woman, when her husband died, if she marries another man before he dies, she's adulterous. But after he dies, she's not an adulteress. Now look in verse number 4. Wherefore, my brethren, you're also become dead to the law. Now he's talking to believers here. Brethren, you are dead to the law. How? By the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead. See, why did Jesus come into this world? He came to fill up the law. And praise God, he did. And on the cross, he said, it is finished. Into thy hands I commend thy spirit. But look what it says. Let's read verse 4 again. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law. How? By the body of Christ. Jesus took upon himself the form of man. He had a body. And by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Well, Jesus rose from the dead in a body, and we're to be married unto another, unto him. In other words, we died to the law. The law couldn't save. Well, look at verse 5. For when we're in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. In other words, it's natural for a lost man to sin. The very function of his body is the motions of sin. Verse 6 says, but now we're delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So what these verses from verse 1 through 6 is simply saying, that is the believer under the law? Absolutely not. Amen. Jesus fulfilled the law and we're in him. Now, look at verse number 7. There's a question that's asked. Is the law evil? What shall we say then? Look at this. Is the law sin? God forbid. No. The Old Testament law is not sin. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. He said the law was given to show us just how sinful that we are. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. See, there's nothing wrong with the law. Now, what's wrong is simply this. When someone says you must keep the commandments, well, the commandments don't save you. The law has been fulfilled. But look what it said. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. In other words, we just sin naturally. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it, it slew me. Oh, wherefore? The law is holy, and the commandments holy and just and good. I trust you'll have a wonderful day. May God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.